But first, there is a big vote expected at tonight's Phoenix City Council meeting, which involves the future of the historic Sacred Heart Church at 16th Street and Buckeye Road. If you've ever driven by it, you've noticed a red brick mission-style church in the middle of quite literally nothing else. The land was bulldozed in the 1980s when Phoenix used eminent domain to buy 28 acres of land for Sky Harbor Airport's expansion. But the church itself was spared thanks to a battle fought by the mainly Mexican-American parishioners there. And there it sat, alone behind barbed wire, opening only once a year for Christmas Mass since. Joining us now to talk more about this is Michelle Dodds, Phoenix's Historic Preservation Officer. She can give us a little bit more on the history of this church and its significance to the area. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
So start by telling us a little bit about the church itself. How old is it?
Well, it was constructed in 1954, and it was part of the Golden Gate Barrio, one of the oldest Hispanic American neighborhoods in Phoenix. And, you know, its significance for many reasons, certainly its association with that community and also its architecture. You mentioned the mission style. And it's really, even though it's been vacant, largely vacant since 1985, it is, its integrity is excellent. It's actually in pretty good shape.
Yeah. How long has it been on the Register of Historic Places?
Well, it was added to the Phoenix Historic Property Register in 2007 and on the National Register of Historic Places in 2012.
So as we look at this vote tonight, which could reopen the church, and then I know there are some plans in the works with Chicanos por la Causa to create some sort of development around it on those many, many acres that are empty around it. Tell us a little bit about what preserving the church and preserving an historic structure like that can do for a neighborhood.
Well, you know, taking a building that has been vacant for years and then reactivating, rehabilitating it, sometimes doing an adaptive reuse of the building, can really spur other good things to happen in the area. I think of West Van Buren Street as an example of a recent example of that, where you had, you know, you have the Van Buren that just recently opened in an old Dead Art Day Phoenix Motors Company building. Now it's an event venue. You have the Wellnick Marketplace, State 48 is going into there, and there's other activities that are going on in the Van Buren area just because a couple of buildings were adaptively reused. They sat vacant for years or were underutilized. They needed a lot of work to bring them back to their former glory, and now that whole area is really blooming.
All right. And lots to look forward to with this vote tonight. We'll be sure to have more on what's planned for that area next. Michelle, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much.